deeper level and think of what that might imply, and then see whether we can come up with some interesting analogies that, if they don't exactly coincide with the letter of the sin, coincide with the spirit of it. And in this case, the analogy that he comes up with is connected with the world of politics. What Dante the poet does is determine that there is a close connection between rejecting all or part of Christian doctrine and the kind of partisan politics that Dante, the young statesman, engaged in up to and beyond his exile, where it becomes my side against your side, my party against your party, my family against your family. So as it turns out, the first encounter that he has in the circle of the heretics is with somebody who was a political enemy of his, or at least a political enemy of his party, since they did not exactly meet. We're talking about a clash of generations here. And in the course of his encounter with this political enemy, somehow the essence of the sin of heresy is revealed as a kind of factionalism, and it enables Dante to go hot and heavy in a discussion of partisan politics with somebody who was an old Ghibelline big shot.
In fact, it's interesting because Dante actually has some discussion with two different sinners here, and with one of them, who speaks to Dante, then there's an interruption, then we come back to the speaker, talks entirely about politics in Florence. The middle character that Dante meets between the two encounters with this other person, the middle character turns out to be someone who talks to Dante about poetry. So this is one of those cantos where Dante's two great vocations, that is to say politics and poetry, are brought together. But it's odd because we might expect, as we move to the circle of the heretics, that we're going to talk about church dogma and that sort of thing, which is never the discussion, except in the most peripheral way, in this canto. Rather, again, Dante sort of broadened definition, his spiritualizing of that dictionary definition, having to do with partisanship and faction and pride of party, pride of faction, pride of family, is going to be the dominant theme throughout Inferno 10. Now, we might say just a word about the actual punishment, because when Dante comes upon the sinners in Inferno 10, he comes to a kind of plane in which there are a series of tombs, sarcophagi that must look much like Roman sarcophagi in his eye, with the lid off. And the sinners are inside the tombs, and there is flame inside the tombs. Two things to say. One is that with regard to the tombs, it's a wonderful punishment because one form of heresy, if you will, is a kind of Epicureanism. That is to say, the belief that the soul dies with the body. Well, if that's what they chose, then that's what they get. And in fact, this is one of those places where we're told what will happen here on Judgment Day. On Judgment Day, they get back their bodies and then they seal the tombs. That we look forward in this canto to what's going to happen when the final judgment comes and they will be in sealed tombs, and that's what they asked for. That's what they chose on earth, that the soul dies with the body. Okay, what you choose is what you get. The other thing to say is that although our common conception of hell, you know, the sort of hotter than the hinges of hell kind of conception, would suggest fire everywhere, in fact, fire is used rather rarely by Dante in the Inferno. For example, in the bottom, it's all frozen. There's no fire at all. And therefore, I think an interesting question that if you read the text, you might want to ask yourself is, given the fact that there's so few uses of fire, one might make the assumption that the choices that Dante makes of punishments with fire may have something in common. And therefore, one way for you to think about how would you link various parts of Inferno together, how would you relate certain sins in different areas to one another, there are worse ways than simply saying, let me at the end of my reading collect all those places where fire has been a punishment and see what kinds of connections in the text I can find Dante wanting us to draw.
If we go back for a minute to Canto 5, to Francesca, you'll recall that one of the things that we said is that Dante kind of singles her out from among this great group of sinners and says, those are the ones that I'd like to talk to, Francesca and her partner who are whirling around there. Virgil says, entreat them by love, they'll come to you, and the conversation begins. Here, is a very nice reversal of that. Dante and Virgil